Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stop Being Lazy from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to say a little about laziness and how you can stop squandering your time and instead make the most of your potential. Maybe you're listening to this because you've noticed yourself procrastinating or making excuses to not do something that you know would be good for you. Perhaps you want to be exercising more, working on a particular project, or just generally getting on with things more. But despite your good intentions, perhaps you find you take ages to get into action and waste huge amounts of time watching TV, browsing the internet, or doing anything but what you know you should be doing. Laziness is just like any other addiction. It's a trap where you get stuck in the present moment, focusing on instant gratification and making excuses to rationalize it to yourself. And just like alcohol or drug abuse, it slowly robs you of your self-respect, your energy, your belief in yourself, and even your health. And like a drug, it promises short-term pleasure and gives you the illusion of freedom, the sense that you're doing what you want. Well, in fact, it leaves you ultimately disappointed and frustrated with yourself, lethargic and drained, as you realize how it's yet again drawn you away from the things that could make your future truly brilliant. And the mental energy you have to devote to blocking out that nagging sense of guilt about all the things you haven't got round to really takes away from your ability to enjoy your life with a clear conscience. In some cases, laziness can be a message that we don't fully believe in ourselves. Perhaps you've rationalized putting something off by telling yourself that you're not good at that kind of thing, or you haven't got a real talent for it. But research shows that the whole idea of the importance of natural talent may be something of a myth. The psychologist K. Anders Ericsson carried out an in-depth study at the Academy of Music in Berlin. The students were divided into three groups: the world-class star quality performers, the very good performers, and the average performers, those who were likely to remain amateurs. All the students started practicing at a similar age, and Ericsson wanted to discover what distinguished them. A thorough investigation of the students' life histories revealed a clear and absurdly simple pattern. The top-level group had, over the course of their lives, devoted much more time to practicing than the lower levels. The key figure seemed to be around 10,000 hours of practice, compared to 8,000 for the group who were merely very good, and 4,000 for the mediocre students. What's more, Ericsson found no evidence of any student miraculously coasting to success without hard work, being somehow effortlessly brilliant. Nor did he find any evidence of any students who had put in the 10,000 hours but who had not attained an exceptionally high level. The conclusion: natural talent is far less important to success than you might think, and the key is dedicated practice. Malcolm Gladwell, exploring this perspective in his book Outliers, takes examples of supposed natural talent like Mozart, the Beatles, top sports performers, chess grandmasters, genius-level computer programmers, and others, and demonstrates over and over that every single one of these people put in many thousands of hours before they actually reached their top level of performance. This session is about learning to believe in and honour your own potentials as a person, and to see through the trap of instant gratification and lethargy, which can only lead you to a dead end. The powerful hypnotic process you're about to experience will get you instinctively feeling more determined and committed to achieving what you want. While you'll certainly find yourself feeling more motivated and enthusiastic in the days and weeks ahead, what's even more important is that you'll be discovering a deep sense of commitment in yourself. So it doesn't matter how you feel, even if you're tired on some days or distracted, because getting to work on what you really want to be completing is something you just do, whatever your mood on that particular day. And as you put the old excuses for inaction way behind you, now, I'd like you to just close your eyes. And if they're already closed, you can just imagine the lids slowly closing again as you let that body rest in a position where you can be comfortably still, with those arms and legs uncrossed, as you prepare to go inside and make changes, that's it, that will let you commit to being the kind of person you want to be now. And I'd like you to just start out by paying attention to the physical sensations in that body. The temperature of the air against the face. The rate of that breathing. That gentle sense of sinking down into a place where you might still have conscious thoughts for a while. As you let that body and mind begin to relax. But those thoughts, maybe about the day, or about what I've been talking about, can just begin to slow down. As you soften and slow your internal voice to begin to hear a wonderfully relaxing sigh inside your mind. And you know what a really good sigh feels like, do you not? After a long day, when you can just unwind and let go. That's it. And as you slow down the thoughts and soften and sigh inside, you can notice how all by itself, that body has begun to respond. That's it. How the muscles of the face have begun to soften. How the shoulders have begun to loosen. And as you begin to pay attention to how tension melts away into comfort that grows in 2 times as deep as you can remember drifting within your most restful memories of long vacations and holidays, of a quiet place you remember really enjoying, being able to let go now. As you relax all the way down, that's it. and from a foundation of comfort. Still deeper and deeper still. That's it. You can you not, begin to feel drawn towards a different kind of trance? Because you know the feeling of being in flow. When you're actually getting things done. When you've got started and you can feel you're making progress. And I'd like you to notice the feeling of being absorbed in a task, having left all that old hesitating and procrastinating behind. What it feels like to be in motion. As you feel fully absorbed and pulled towards the pride you'll enjoy at having completed that task, the sense of mental clarity to be able to tick that off as done in your mind and feel the surge of relief, that sigh of relief and satisfaction that you're moving in the right direction, in the knowledge that each task you complete, even small steps in the right direction, is in itself an affirmation, a confirmation that you are the kind of person who accomplishes things. Because the more you get things done, the more evidence you get that you are right to believe in yourself as someone who knows how to value your own potentials and make the most out of your life. And the more you make it true, the more this becomes a reality. And I'd like you to begin to dream of what life would be like when you're fully on course now, to be organized, to be stretching yourself and creatively stimulating yourself. Building healthier habits, improving mental clarity and physical vitality, to be able to smile with a clear conscience and feel the wonderful sigh of knowing you're on course. To reach your goals. And what specific tasks do you want to have accomplished? Maybe in a month from now. Maybe in 6 weeks or so. that will let you know you're making real changes. Just begin to dream about what the strongest signals will be when in 4 to 6 weeks' time those deep changes have begun to produce their reward. And how will it feel to have done that? What will be the best thing about that? And how many other benefits will this have in your life that maybe you hadn't thought of until now? And as you integrate this as a future template for being, it's time for you to begin to do battle. Because, like the knights of old, you must earn the right to have that reward. Because that old laziness pattern is going to try to pull you off course and dangle instant gratification before you like a cheap, ready meal. Ready in 3 minutes. No trouble, really. But with no real nourishment in it. No real flavor either. Like an endless afternoon of dull daytime television. Low-grade stimulation. Leaving you lethargic and drained. But you can just notice what it will be like, perhaps later today or tomorrow, to be about to get to work on your task and to feel the nudging, bullying force of that old laziness habit trying to con you with its sweet, cloying message, promising you more fun this way, while masking the dull lethargy and disappointment that it's really trying to lead you into. And you can begin to see through that old trap, to feel a growing resolve, to go for the deeper pleasure of pride and satisfaction at having used your life well, to give yourself the real and satisfying pleasure of freeing yourself of that old niggling guilt. Because you're now on course. That's it. And you can just notice yourself setting to work on that task. You might not finish it in one session. You might not even work at your peak this particular time. But it doesn't matter. Because you can feel that commitment that you're going to do something, to take one step today, now, as that old laziness pattern just fades away behind you, disappearing, along with all that old lethargy and guilt, as you focus fully on where you want to be going. That's it. And as you continue to dream, I'd like you to wonder how much better you'll be in a year, where you'll have got to in 5 years, as you develop this strength and commitment inside. What will it be like to be really developing your potentials and to feel so deservedly proud of yourself? And you can listen to this session regularly and deepen these changes each time you do so. And as you prepare to return, you can come back feeling so refreshed, alert, and with a real determined strength to do worthwhile things with your time, and to make sure you earn the right to indulge yourself in a treat as a reward. And as you prepare to become wide awake, that's it, by noticing the position of your body, noticing any sounds around a little more now, and the sensation of the surface you're resting on, you can just come all the way back now, and as you open up your eyes, you might enjoy a nice stretch, and welcome back. Excellent. Do remember that the more you relax to this download, the more you'll notice a deep sense of determination and commitment becoming second nature to you, as you see through the old instant gratification trap and use your time in ways that lets you really feel good and proud of yourself. We recommend listening every day for a week at first, and after that, just as often as you like. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Strength of Character and Do It Now, that you might find useful. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening. And the very best of luck to you.